Good morning, everyone. Today we will continue on in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. Amen. In yesterday's passage from chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, Paul exhorts the church of Philippi to be of one mind, to consider others more significant than ourselves, and to model our lives after the humility of Jesus. Verse 12 starts with, therefore, which implies that to build upon the model of Christ requires work. He says to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. This is not to be confused with the free gift of salvation. No works can get us into heaven. But rather, with the gift of salvation, we can continue to work it out to better model our lives after Christ. For example, when a couple gets married, they only get married once. It is not a daily thing to get married each day. However, it takes work to make the marriage work. It would be extremely difficult if both people kept living their lives as if they were single. They need to put in the work to adjust living and doing life together as a married couple. Similarly, our gift of salvation comes from when we accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of our lives. However, we need to put in the daily work to work out our salvation. Christianity is not just believing, but it is about having an active love relationship with God. This means that we should spend time and intentionality to nurture this relationship, just like any other relationship. Yet, this one is the most important one. I once heard this phrase to be helpful. We are working out what God is working in. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. In other words, God is already at work in your life. In fact, he is the one doing the real deep work. Yet, he invites us to join him by going to work with him. Bob Deffenbaugh says, our faith should be fleshed out with humility, because we know that no good work is truly our work. Rather, it is God's work. He is the one working in us, so prompting us to desire and to carry out his will. How can one be proud of any good thing we do when we know that anything good really has come from God? So, how do we do this? Paul lists three things. 1. Do all things without grumbling or disputing. Yesterday we talked about humility. To continue on that topic, it takes humility to do all things without grumbling or disputing. Paul uses the same language here as was used in the Old Testament to describe Israel's grumblings against God. Oftentimes, this may not seem possible and may take time to build in our lives. But perhaps this is possible not because of our own self-control, but because of the joy set before us from Jesus. 2, hold fast to the word of life. Nourish your relationship with God by taking your daily bread. I used to have such a hard time reading the Bible because it seemed like there were so many obstacles that prevented me from really digging deep. It felt overwhelming. Where do I start? What if I don't understand the passage? Which Bible reading plan do I follow? The best advice I received in this area is this. Just start. Just read. And read long passages. It's much like how many people view exercise. What workout regimen do I follow? How much weight is a good amount to start with? The hard part is getting yourself up and going to the gym. It's okay if you don't understand everything. Just start and keep reading. Nourish your relationship with God by holding fast to the word of life. One practical suggestion that has helped me a lot is to listen to audio recordings of the Bible. Long before iPhones and physical Bibles were produced, it was of oral tradition. Students of scripture, like Paul, were taught from an early age to memorize the word. I personally like this app called Dwell. It even has playlists like Spotify of passages pertaining to themes. So if I had a chaotic day, I listened to the playlist of verses pertaining to God's peace and rest. Number 3, be glad and rejoice. Be glad and rejoice. The promise of our salvation coupled together suffering and joy. Paul compares the suffering in his life to the priest pouring out the sacrificial offering. It was very likely that Paul would be executed, but he was able to count it all as joy and even encouraged the church of Philippi to be glad and rejoice with him. On the day of the Lord, when Jesus returns in his glory, our suffering will be realized and we will see that we did not labor in vain and that it was worth it. But Paul is saying that we don't need to wait till this day to experience joy because God is at work in us now. And as Romans says, he works all things for our good. So this morning, let's take some time to reflect on which of these three areas we need God's help to grow in. Is it grumbling and disputing, reading the word, or being glad and rejoicing? Let's invite the Holy Spirit to illuminate our hearts this morning. God, we thank you for your word this morning that reminds us that you are at work in us. We thank you for the gift of salvation and for everything that you've done so that we could be with you. Even in this in-between, before the day of the Lord, help us to work out our faith with fear and trembling and to really build up these spiritual muscles to devote our days to you. Even to the point where we are willing to go through suffering with joy because you are worth it, God. So help us today to really illuminate, God, all of these areas in our hearts that we need your help in. We can't do it alone, and we recognize that you are the one that does the work. So help us to carry out your will today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.